The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Good evening. It's nice to be here. I recognize many of these names here in the chat box. It's kind of sweet. It's funny too, right? How these days, how we connect. But it is, it's nice. It's nice to be here with other people. Figuratively, if not literally. Or virtually, if not in person, maybe I should say. So, to begin our mindfulness practice, a meditation practice, we can just bring our experience to the sensations of sitting here now. What does it feel like to have a body that's sitting? Or whatever posture you are in right now. Maybe you feel the pressure of the chair or cushion against your body. Maybe you feel your feet on the ground. Maybe you notice that this body is breathing. The chest expands and contracts. The diaphragm moves so that the belly or abdomen area moves. Air is coming in and out of the nose. What is it like to rest your awareness there on the sensations of breathing? Wherever it feels comfortable, supportive for you. Nothing in particular needs to be happening. We're just resting our attention on the sensations of breathing. And when we find that our mind is lost in thought, we don't have to make a big problem out of it. Just very simply, gently begin again. Just connecting with, experiencing the breath, how it is experienced, how it shows itself, the sensations. So not so much thinking about breathing, but being with breathing, the sensations, the experience of breathing. It might be that there are some compelling experiences other than the breath, sounds, sensations in the body, maybe emotions or thoughts. We don't have to wrestle with them, make them go away, wish that they would go away. We can just very simply make them the object of meditation. That is, let go of the sensations of breathing and bring attention to whatever is compelling. In a relaxed, easy manner. And when it's no longer compelling, just bring our attention back to the sensations of breathing. In this way, there are no distractions, just different things to rest awareness on, to receive in awareness. What would it be like to sit here and engage in the practice of mindfulness if you firmly believed that how you practiced and what you did made a difference? That your actions, including all our mental actions, they have consequences. Recognizing this, we might be able to make simple changes in a relaxed, easy manner to support our meditation practice. For example, noticing that the thought train we were on was simply a response to an external stimuli, like this, a sound or a sensation in the body. We don't have to make a story around it. We don't have to identify it or believe it, but just recognize that the thought train was a consequence of some experience we had. Maybe the action of turning away from any criticalness and replacing it with warm-heartedness or compassion. So recognizing that, of course, our actions matter. They have consequences. Actions in the mind, actions in the body, actions with speech. So we might reflect, how might it be that recognizing this, we can help create the conditions for there to be greater ease, both for ourselves and for others. Or maybe for there to be less unease with ourselves or with others. It's not possible to have actions without consequences. We may not know what they are, and the magnitude may be small, but it's worth reflecting on. How can we have consequences to our actions, or the consequences that are supportive for ourselves and for others?